Well, that's a wrap, folks. That's your boy, D-Car. Welcome back to another episode of Spitting Game and Thrones. Oh, man. So it's over. Yeah, episode 6 is a wrap. That is a wrap on Game of Thrones as a series. Where to begin? So, off rip, I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Game of Thrones, top 10 series ever. Like, there's no arguing that. If you've actually watched the show and really gotten into it, like, top 10 ever, for sure. But, like I've said before, season 8 is a mixed bag, man. Season 8 is up and down for me. A lot of highs, a lot of lows. But, I think it ended how it needed to end. It made sense to me. A lot of people were complaining about it and, like, people were pissed. And I honestly don't get it. I honestly don't get the outrage. Like, I don't know what they were expecting. It seems like a lot of the people who are pissed off about it are the ones who were just watching for, like, the gore and the violence of some of the episodes. And Game of Thrones was so much more than just that. So, yeah, I don't really understand the outrage for real, man. I've seen some pretty hot takes since last night. And, yeah, just a lot of all over the place shit. But let's get into the episode. Let's break it down. So, the episode opens up with Tyrion and Jon and Davos, and they're walking through the carnage of King's Landing. That shit is on fire and smoldering, and there's ash everywhere. People are burning, and they're just kind of walking through, like, surveying everything and just looking at the carnage that Dany did. Tyrion seems really, like, distraught by what the hell happened. And, like I said, they're walking through, checking things out. Tyrion heads down to the keep. So beneath the Red Keep, where he told Jaime to take Cersei to get out of there and escape. So he makes his way down there and through underneath. And he sees Jaime's hand. And I know I'm not the only one for a second who thought, oh, man, maybe they'll leave one of them alive. Maybe Jaime is still alive under there. Like, somehow he survived all that and still breathing. But no, him and Cersei are dead, for sure. Like, it's a wrap for both of them. They're both dead. And that scene is kind of just gut-wrenching, man, because Tyrion is torn up. Like, he's fucking crying hysterically. And, like, he's really torn up inside because his brother and sister are gone. He loved both of them. And, just that scene with them dying in each other's arms and you see them laying there was pretty touching, man. For all the shit they got about how Cersei died, like I said, once again, I think that was the right way for her to go. For her to go in the arms of man she loved. For Jaime to be able to go out together with her. I think that was the right call for me. So, yeah. So you got Jon, and he's heading up the stairs of King's Landing, and, we see all the Dothraki and the Unsullied, and they're kind of celebrating, they're waiting the arrival of Dany, and you get, I mean, that might be one of the dopest scenes visually that you've gotten, especially this season, but might be period, but that scene where Dany is walking up, and Drogon is behind her, and his wings are, like, right behind Dany. You can see it, and it looks like she's a dragon, actually. Cold. Super cold, man. That visual there is crazy. I like that a lot. You can say what you want about Game of Thrones Season 8, but the cinematography, like, the visuals have been fucking amazing. Like, I think that's been unmatched. This definitely has blown away any other season. They really spent a shitload of money on this to make it look really fucking dope. Say what you want about the actual story, the dialogue and shit, but the visuals have been amazing, man. So, anyways, you got Dani, and she's overlooking all her soldiers, and she's standing there, and she gives her, if you want to call it her, Barack Obama 08, yes, I can speech. Like, she's up there giving a campaign rally speech where she's kind of, like, celebrating her victory, bro. Like, hey, we did this. You guys follow me, and y'all kind of came through. You killed the Iron Suits. You know what I'm saying? We've taken over, and she's, like, feeling herself right now. She has the Seven Kingdoms, everything in her hands, so this is her coronation as queen, for real, for real. You got Grey Worm there, which is dope, because Grey Worm, he's been ride or die this whole time, man. So she makes him her master of war, and he's like the leader of all her armies now. And, yeah, he looks, I don't know, satisfied, I guess. I know he's still hurting from Missandei being killed, but cool scene there. And then you got Tyrion, who walks up, and after her little speech and shit, Tyrion walks up to her, and they speak, and she says, hey, you freed Jaime. And he's like, yep, pretty much. And he's like, you burned down the whole fucking city. And that was it. Like, he takes off his hand and throws it down. And he's like, bro, I'm pretty much done. So they take him away. Dani has him taken away, and he's a prisoner now. So their little partnership is no more. Oh, let me get back into that. Like, this part of Dani's speech, like I said, she was giving her little coronation and telling how she's going to free the fucking world. And it doesn't sound like she's going to stop at King's Landing. Her plan is to free everybody. By force, however she needs to do. She wants to break the wheel. That's her word. She wants to break the wheel. So she's talking about going to Karth. She's talking about going Lannisport. Everywhere. She wants to free everything. And so, yeah. Like, this ain't it for Dani. Like, Dani, yeah, we conquered and I got the Seven Kingdoms, but I want it all. Like, she's kind of, I want to say power drunk, but a little bit. Like, she's feeling it. Like, bro, this is what my destiny was, supposedly. So she's definitely embracing that right now. One point that I'll make that I felt from jump when everybody was going, oh, Mad Queen Dani and shit. Dani not fucking mad, bro. Like, Dani felt like she didn't have any choice but to kill all those people. And we'll get into that more as we move along in the scenes, but Dani felt like she didn't have a choice but to kill all those people. She felt like Cersei left her no choice. She felt like she put those people in front of her because she thought it would stop her because she was so merciful. And she felt like she didn't have a choice, bro. She felt like she had to show force, show that she was willing to make those sacrifices. It wasn't a, I'm crazy, let's just kill everybody thing. It was more calculated than that, I think. Well, I'm sure. Fuck, man, ain't no thinking. I'm sure about that. There was no Mad Queen. She wasn't crazy. Like, she felt like she needed to do that. Maybe she was a little drunk with power. Maybe she was a little, I don't know. I mean, she felt betrayed. She felt worried about the situation with John. She felt a lot of things, but she never went crazy. Like, I don't believe that for a second. So, there's that. But yeah, moving along, yeah, Arya and Jon had this conversation where pretty much Arya is giving Jon like a warning. She's like, hey, be careful for real. Like, Dani's a killer. Like, she knows who you really are. So that's an issue. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is still there. That conflict is still there. So you can't trust her, pretty much. Tells her, like, hey, you think Sansa's going to trust her? Nah. Like, because Jon tells her, hey, this is everybody's queen now. And She's like, well, how you think Sansa's going to feel about that? And pretty much just gives him a warning to, like, watch out for Dany, which is quite obvious. But then you have the scene with Jon and Tyrion. And that kind of sets up the whole episode, man. It's a really deep conversation. But gist of it, I'm just breaking it down simply, is that Tyrion is low-key trying to convince Jon that he needs to take Dany out. Like, that this can't go on. Like, this shit can't be like this. This isn't the right choice. Dany shouldn't be the one. You're the rightful king. Like, you would be the better ruler. Dany's kind of off a rocker, and she needs to go. And they keep going back and forth on it. You know, Jon is still kind of fucked in the head, where he's like, I love her, that's my queen, I promise to support her, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, he knows, but he's fighting it. So, like I said, they're going back and forth. And Jon kind of like blows him off at the end. But what gets him is Tyrion kind of bringing up Arya and Sansa, saying, what about them? Like, what about when she comes for them? Then what? So, yeah, that sets up later events to come. I like the dialogue in this episode, man. I feel like this is the most dialogue we've got the whole season, where they really kind of had to tie up shit and start bringing all that together, because it was the last episode. So it was like, fuck, at some point we got to do some kind of talking and start, you know what I'm saying, and kind of tie all this shit together and bring it to an end. So I like the dialogue in this episode, man. Like I said, this Jon and Tyrion conversation was really good. Really deep convo there. But anyway, so Jon heads to go speak to Dany. So you got this big confrontation here. He walks up, and you get that cool scene where Drogon is like sleep underneath all the snow and wakes up and like appears when you can't even see him before. Like, checks out Jon. It's like, oh shit, it's just you. And lets him pass. So at this point, like, Drogon is like, I guess he can sense that Jon is a Targaryen. Like, I guess they can sense that, or they just like are cool with Jon at this point. But so yeah, they let him go up, and really cool scene with some just a callback, is Dany walking into the throne room, and it looks like that scene from the House of the Undying, where everything is in fucking shambles. Like, everything is crumbled around her. And you got the throne there. And there's snow around. Ash, whatever. Probably a mixture of both. But definitely a call back to that scene. And her dreaming, imagining, whatever you want to call it. Her prophecy. And that kind of almost coming true. Of her sitting on the throne. And being queen of the Seven Kingdoms. She walks up to the throne, and before she can actually sit on it, another, like I said, man, the cinematography here is great. You can see the shadow of Jon show up in the back. Crazy scene. Crazy. So before she gets to actually sit on the throne, Jon comes in. So she never technically even gets to sit on the throne. Like, he stops that before it even happens. So this gets to the scene with Dany and Jon, which is, I mean, shit, this might be the biggest scene in the show, period. But so you have Jon kind of giving Dany the riot act about burning the kids and not showing any mercy and feeling like she went too far. And Dany's like, bruh, like, I gave Cersei a choice. I tried to make peace. She didn't want it. And she tried to use those kids, and she tried to use them as a shield, pretty much. And I had to do what I had to do. But I still want to build this world with mercy, and I want this to be a good world. And she's going on about how like she wants to pretty much do this together with John, and this is their destiny, and this is the way things should be. John is like trying to, I think this was his last ditch effort to kind of save her. So he's trying to get her to like forgive Tyrion for what he did and to kind of see the wrong in what she did. But Dany's not, I mean, it's not in a negative way, but she's really not trying to hear it. She just feels like what she did was right and just. And like I said, she wants to be with John. She tells him, let's do this together. Be with me. And we can make this world great. And they embrace. Like, that's, this scene, man, is just crazy. I don't get the issue and the problem that people are having with the way that this shit went. Like, I've watched it a couple times now, and, bruh, goosebumps. Like, goosebumps. Like, that last embrace where they kiss, and then John, man. So John stabs Dany and kills her. And, like, bruh, when that happened, oh, man. Like, literally goosebumps, chills. Crazy, crazy. And I just don't understand what else you would want instead of that. Like, John had to kill her. Nobody wants to fucking see Arya. Like, I get that you guys are, like, all about this, like, oh, fucking Arya's cool, and let's just have Arya kill everybody. Like, let's give Arya a spinoff series where she's just going around fucking killing everybody and, like, and going on adventures and shit. Like, bro, if you want that, go watch Xena or some shit. Like, this is the only way this could have went. Who else could have killed her? Like, I don't understand how else you wanted this to go. If it didn't come down to John and Dany and John doing this, how else does it go? Nobody wants to fucking see Arya. What was Arya gonna do? Put on John's face and fucking murder her and like what? What was he gonna like? How was that gonna go? Please, somebody explain it to me because I don't get it. That was fucking touching. It was sentimental. It was emotional. It was everything that you would want out of that fucking scene. I don't understand it. So, yeah. But anyway, Dany's dead. Drogon pulls up. I do have an issue with this shit. This part pissed me off. So Drogon rolls up and he's like, oh shit. My mother's dead. Like, Dany's dead. And he's kind of, I don't know, figuring out how he feels about it. Like, he tries to wake her up. And, nah, she's out of here, bro. But he looks at John. And he kind of sizing John up like, did you do this shit? Like, if it looks like he's trying to figure this shit out. Which is the part that kind of irked me. Because they've never shown the dragons to have any kind of, like, understanding or self-thought or, like, any of that shit. But in this moment, he's sizing John up and he's looking like, okay, maybe I feel like you did this and I'm going to burn you up. But then he burns the Iron Throne, which was the dumbest shit. That pissed me off. Because now you're telling me that this fucking dragon understands like that her thirst for power and her desire to be on the Iron Throne is what was ultimately her downfall, and he gets that, so he destroys the Iron Throne. Like, I don't buy that shit at all. Like, that was dumb. They could have did without that scene there. The Dany shit, the Dany death was cool, but the whole burning the Iron Throne thing was stupid. It was extra. They didn't need that at all. I didn't like it. But anyway, so Drogon takes Dany and flies off, and that is the end of Dany's arc. Dany's dead. She never sits on the Iron Throne. And, yeah, that's a wrap there. So, let me touch on a few things. The people who are like, oh, what was this for? And why did they do this? And why did they do this? Like, bruh, it's a story. It's a story. All this shit is a story, and it lends to the story. Just because she never sat on the Iron Throne does not mean there was necessarily no point for some of this shit to happen. Like, that's just not how stories work. Like, you build tension.
There are plot points. There is shit that moves the story along. There is so many. I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, if it was just going to be that cut and dry, then you don't need any of the extra shit. That doesn't make any sense. You guys are thinking too much. It doesn't make any sense at all. So, yeah, that's my little mini rant on that subject. But rest in peace, Danny, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like they could have fucking ruled and been fine. Like, bruh, John stopped being such a bitch and kind of staring the right way. Like, they could have been cool. Like, I don't feel like Danny was crazy. I don't think she was crazy at all. I feel like she did what she felt she needed to do, but that was it. I don't think she was crazy at all. There was no mad queen. I don't agree with that. So, yeah, Danny's dead. Tyrion's locked up at this point. John's locked up, and so they shoot ahead a little bit in time to where everybody has came down to King's Landing at this point. So you got all the major lords of the houses and just all the major characters that are left in this series, period. And they bring Tyrion out to kind of stand for judgment and figure out what they're going to do with him. Same thing with John, but they don't bring him out because at this point, Grey Worm is kind of holding shit down. Like, Grey Worm, like I said, being the master of war is kind of holding things down. And he's pissed. Like, he's not happy about fucking Danny being dead at all. That is his queen. He's not cool about that. He kind of wants John's fate. Like, they have him prisoner. And he's like, nah, bro. Like, we're not freeing John. Like, y'all not getting that shit. I don't give a fuck what you guys want. Like, I'm not even taking him out to be a part of this conversation. Like, no, that's not happening. So, like I said, you get this kind of a council with all the major houses that are left. You got Sansa, Bran, and Arya are there. Brienne's there. Wilson's there. Gendry. You got my man, Sweet Robin, grown up. The glow up is real. Sweet Robin is there. You got the Prince of Dorne. Who else is there? I don't know. Fucking Yura. Greyjoy is there. So everybody's there anyways. And oh yeah, almost forgot about that. They finally let old boy out. Their uncle, Edmure. So he was locked up and nobody, like, they kind of just left him there. So that was cool to see them finally go back to that because he was locked up a long time ago in one of the castles. I can't remember which one. But and they just left his ass there. So to see him actually out was cool. So they're basically trying to figure out what to do with Jon. And Tyrion is like, hey, you guys are the heads of all the major houses that are left. It should be up to our king or queen. Figure it out, pretty much. Grey Worm agrees and is like, yeah, that's cool. Whatever. So they're trying to figure out who should be king, queen, whatever. Funny scene, Edmure, Tully, my fault, suggests himself. He gets up and gives his little mini speech, and Sansa shuts his ass down. It's like, hey, uncle, go sit your ass back down over there and shut up. Nobody wants you to be king. Like, you've literally been a prisoner this whole time. Like, you've not been worth a damn, for real. Like, you've never been anybody major. Like, go have a seat. Which was a funny scene. Another funny scene. So there was some levity to this episode. Is Sam trying to introduce democracy. So he's like, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we let everybody have a choice in who becomes king or queen? So why don't we vote? Huh. That sounds familiar. That's kind of how we do things now. And they laugh his they laugh him down. Like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life, which is pretty funny. So, yeah. And so Tyrion is, like, giving his spiel on who should be king, and he suggests Bran. And makes sense to me. Once again, I'm going to go against what most of the world or most of the people I've seen talking about. It makes sense.
who the fuck else is going to be king? Like, if you're not going to go bloodline or rightful, you know what I'm saying? Like, the rightful heir, it can't be John. I guess it can, but at this point, John is the one who killed the queen. And Grey Worm having the power and the army that he has right now, he's not going to let that shit happen, bro. Like, he's not cool with that. Nobody's cool with it, for real. Because he killed the fucking queen. The people aren't cool with that. So it can't be Jon. Sansa don't want it. She don't want to be under nobody's rule. She wants the North to be separate. So it can't be Sansa. Arya don't want it. Tyrion don't want it. Like, what the fuck? Who you give it to? Who do you give it to besides Bran? That makes logical sense. You give it to Gendry, who's this new lord, who's a fucking bastard, doesn't know anything about leading anything. Do you let him rule the Six Kingdoms now? No, you give it to fucking Bran, the person who can see every fucking thing that's ever happened. He might be able to lead the shit with some sense, since he knows what the fuck is going to happen anyways. And the crazy thing about it is, Bran knew this shit from jump. He knew this was how it ended. Because he hit someone with that line. Like, what do you think I came here for in the first place when he's nominated as king? You know what I'm saying? So he knew this was the way this was going to end in the first place, which is why he's still here. So they nominate Bran. Sansa kind of throws some shade at him, though, for a second, where she's like, well, he can't have kids. His dick don't work no more. Like, it's like, geez, cut the man some slack, bro. He got pushed out a window. But, yeah, everybody agrees that Bran should be king. And people lost their fucking minds. Like, y'all are really outraged about Bran being king. I saw it coming. Makes sense to me. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was either going to be Bran or... No, I just thought it was going to be Bran, for real. John didn't want it. John's made it clear he didn't want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, John's been trying to quit all these fucking jobs that he's been given. Like, the whole damn series, bro. He made the commander of the Night's Watch. Got fucking killed. And made him king of the North. He want that job. Stepped down. Bend the knee to Daenerys. Like, he doesn't want to be king. He didn't want to rule. Like, that's not what he wanted to do. So why would it be Jon? Like, I mean, he just forced it upon him, I guess. But why would it be Jon? He didn't want it. And nobody else really has a legitimate right to it besides, like I said, Gendry. But, nah. I'd have been pissed if they would have made Gendry king. Like, y'all wouldn't have been mad if Gendry was fucking king and ruling everything. So Bran is king now. But yeah, I don't know, man. Somebody make sense. I know y'all guys are saying it the other way, but y'all make it make sense for me that way, where you got somebody else sitting on the throne. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, moving on. And this is where you kind of get to them wrapping up everything. You kind of see where they end everybody's stories. Not end everybody's stories, but where they're going. So, before that, Bran makes Tyrion his hand. Like, he tells him, you didn't have a fucking choice. I want you to be my hand. You can spend the rest of your life making up for the mistakes that you made. You're a good person. And you're going to be my hand. So, anyways, next scene, you got Tyrion and Jon together. Where Tyrion is telling him what's going on. And he tells him about this compromise that they've made. So Grey Worm is like, all right, he can go free, but there has to be some kind of fucking punishment. Like, we want justice. So they agree that Jon is going back to the Watch. He's going back to the Wall. Going back to Castle Black. Why there's still a Night's Watch, I'm not really sure. Okay, that was a little confusing. Like, there's no walkers anymore, so why is there really a Night's Watch? But, I mean, I guess they were there. Yeah, I don't really get that, because I guess they were there because of the walkers and because of the free folk. But I mean, with the Free Folk being at Castle Black and them not being at war anymore, what is really the point of the Night's Watch? But anyways, they tell John he's going back to the Night's Watch. He'll never take wife. He'll never have any kids, blah, blah, blah. And he's kind of back to where he started. I mean, that's what he was going to do, and he was cool with it from jump. Like, when he, I mean, that was fucking first episode. He was heading towards the Night's Watch. Like, that's where he was going to do with his life. So, I mean, he kind of ends up back where he started, which I thought was, I thought the whole ending, for real, was kind of poetic. And it just took the story full circle for me. Because you got John headed back to the Night's Watch. You got Arya still being Arya and adventurous and precocious and wanting to see shit. And they tie back to that conversation about what's west of Westeros. Nobody knows. She's going to go find out. So Arya's going to take off and go see the world. Go see what the hell is going on. Go see what's further than the map show. Maybe she'll discover America. But so you got that. And then Sansa, like I said, Sansa has decided that the North isn't going to be a part of this shit. Like, the North is going to be their own separate kingdom, Brand of Grease. So now Sansa is queen of the North. Yeah. Lady Stark, which is what she always wanted to be. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these stories kind of go full circle and come back to where they begin, which I don't have issue with. I don't take issue with any of that. I think it's fitting. Like I said, I think it was a poetic way to kind of wrap up the loose ends. I mean, maybe some of it's stupid, but I get it for sure. And then even with John, man, John is like, once he gets to Castle Black, before that, okay, we'll talk about the embrace. Like, John and Sansa and Arya all have this embrace where they say bye to each other. They talk about what the fuck is going on. And that's just an emotional moment, man. The remaining Stark children, they did Ned proud. And they all turned out all right. Like, I don't, no issues there. No qualms there. Grey Worm fucking lived. Like, y'all got a problem with that too? Grey Worm made it through all this. He's taking the Unsullied and he's selling the North. Because he's going to hold up his end of what he told Missandei. Like, that's what Missandei wanted to go. So that's where they were headed. So I think that was dope too, man. I think that was cool that Grey Worm made it through all this, because he was definitely on my death list where I thought he was going to die. No way in hell I thought he was going to make it through. But he did. So that's awesome too. But yeah, man, it, like I said, it wraps up. They say their goodbyes. And it's pretty sentimental, man. It's a pretty touching moment. Oh, you got that dope moment where I thought it was cool how Brienne finished Jaime's page in the Book of the Kingsguard. So Brienne has taken over. She's the commander of Bran's Kingsguard. She also knights Pod, which was dope. So Pod is a knight now. But she finishes Jaime's page in the book, where, if you remember, can't tell you season or episode, but there's a scene with Tywin and Jaime where they're talking about his page in the Kingsguard book and how it was so short compared to everybody else and how it pretty much ended with him killing the Mad King. And it's like, dude, your job is to protect the king. Your shit ends this way. So she takes the time to fill in his pages with all his tales and all the shit that he's done. And she ends it in a pretty poetic way, where she ends it saying that he died protecting his queen, which is Cersei. So I thought that was dope, man. I thought that was a really cool scene. I'm sure you guys fucking hated it. I don't know why, but I thought that was cool too, that she still had that love for him. And even though he left her and went back to Cersei, she still did him justice at the end and had this great memory of him, and it was a touching moment. You could tell she was kind of tearing up and emotional there. So I thought that was cool. And then it's pretty much business as usual, man. You got Bron, who comes back, and he gets what he was owed. So he's a lord now, and they make him master of coin. You got Sam, who is the Grand Maester now, and Davos is there. And they're all on the council for Bran to make this shit work. So to build a better Westeros now, man, to kind of lead this thing. And I thought it was going to end there. It kind of seemed like where they were talking, kind of seemed like it was like trailing off, like it was going to end there. Kind of reminded me of the Seinfeld finale where they were just talking and it kind of just trailed away there. But it didn't end there. So it cuts to John back at Castle Black. And you get that moment for all the shit they were giving about. And I gave it shit too because I thought it was fucked up. But for all the shit we were giving them and giving John about how he didn't say goodbye to Ghost, you get that cool moment where he gets to Castle Black and Ghost is there. So you got Tormund there and Ghost is there and he finally pets Ghost. And that was an awesome moment. But like I said, the series finally ends, man, with everybody kind of going, the Stark children going their separate ways. Arya's traveling to God knows where. You got Sansa sitting as queen of the North. And then Jon actually takes the free folk and heads out to live with the wildlings. And it's probably going to be considered like king of the king beyond the wall now. And lead those guys with Tormund, which was cool, man. Like, that's where he wanted to be. I mean, that's where he kind of got used to being when he was part of the Night's Watch. And they head out. And I thought it was a fitting ending to the series. Could there have been some better decisions made? Absolutely. We definitely could have went in some different directions to give you, I don't know, a different ending per se. But I don't know what other ending I would have saw that would have made more sense than this. Like I said, you have Dany just sitting on the throne at the end. I don't think you could have did that. I think they had to do what they did with Dany. I don't think you could have had Jon sitting on the throne. So I don't know too much of what they could have did differently. I will say for this whole season, everything was fucking rushed. They could have did this season in 10 episodes, kind of stretched out all the storylines a little bit more, gave them a little bit more meat, and it would have been satisfying to me. Because you could have kind of stretched out if you were going to go in that direction, kind of build up on the whole Dany Mad Queen thing, even though I don't think she was mad. But you could have kind of played more up into that, and it would have made more sense for a lot of people. They kind of rushed it, and it was just like, oh, Dany's fucking crazy, and now she's tripping, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the conflicts and a lot of the underlying shit didn't get as much time. Like the whole John's lineage and that spreading around, and they could have stretched that out so much more, man. There could have been so much more to that. They could have just built the tension a lot more than they did. But the overall story, I don't really have too many issues with it. Like, I mean, it's hard to end a series good, man. Like, I don't think people understand that. Like, it's really hard to end a series good to where everybody's going to be happy. And if they didn't. I mean, they didn't. Like I said, this whole season was rushed. They didn't give it enough time at all. They could have stretched this into a whole another season for real. But for what they had, or, I mean, what they chose to have, I think they did a hell of a job. I think they did a hell of a job wrapping up everything. There wasn't too many loose ends for real. People have questions, which I think are, I don't know. I'm not going to say dumb. I mean, there's no such thing as a dumb question. But some of the shit that people were wondering about is like, right in your face. You just had to watch. Maybe watch the episodes more than once. Maybe go back and watch the shit again, and you'll understand some of the things that are going on. Like, people
the whole, like, oh, what was the point of Jon being a Targaryen if he's not going to be king? Like, that doesn't make sense. That makes zero sense to me. Like, so because he was Targaryen, he had to be king? Dany wasn't fucking queen. Dany didn't end up sitting on the throne either. Like, so? Like, it was a plot point. That's who he was. It built tension. It built this stress between him and Dany. It made her not trust him, not know if he was really on her side. It made... It was a part of her character. Like, you have to think about it a little deeper than just like, oh, well, he was a Targaryen, so he's supposed to be the king. Like, it's not that simple. You got to think a bit, little bit more into it, in my opinion.
But yeah, I digress. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and pretend this was perfect. I didn't love season 8, but I get it. I get where they were going with it. Like I said, it wasn't my favorite season by no stretch of the imagination. But I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was terrible at all. I didn't think they ruined the show, like a lot of people were saying. I don't think it was pot. Yeah, I don't know. Unless you had like fucking Pod or somebody sitting on the throne at the end of the show. Like, it was kind of hard to ruin the show. I don't know. I'd like to hear what some of you guys' major issues were with the ending. I seen a lot of people complaining and just saying that it was just shit. It's terrible, it was bad, blah, blah, blah. But not necessarily why. Like, I haven't seen too many whys, or I haven't seen too many, oh, this should have happened. So I'd be interested to hear what you guys think should have happened instead of what actually did happen. And maybe we could do like another episode where we discuss that. Maybe I'll do an episode where I kind of list my top 10 things or top 10 moments where I think they went wrong in this season. Maybe I'll do that. But that was it, man. That is a wrap on Game of Thrones. It's been a hell of a ride. It's been a hell of a journey. I said, especially if you didn't just binge watch it in the last month or so to catch up, then, yeah, it's been a long, long journey, man. The cast was fucking amazing, bro. Like, the acting, the story, all just dope, man. Really good performances. I got Peter Dinklage, Lena Headey. Just some masterful, like, fucking performances, for real. Hell of a show. If you haven't fucking watched it and somehow you're watching this, or you're listening to this, but you don't watch Game of Thrones, or you haven't watched Game of Thrones, go watch it, man. You're doing yourself a disservice. If you're one of those people who just hate for no reason, it's like, I'm never watching it because I'm not watching it because people like it. And you're fucking retarded. Go watch the show. Then say you don't like it. Like, it's really, really good. Like, I've never been one of those people who are just going to hate something just fucking because. If you tell me a show is good and I'm interested in watching something, I'll give it a try and see what it's about. If I don't like it, then oh well. But don't just hate on shit just for the hell of it. That's weird. But, so this podcast won't be ending. Just a heads up. It will be reimagined. It'll be like The Wiz is to The Wizard of Oz, where it's a reimagining, and we'll switch up things a little bit. I will still be giving you guys episodes, but it'll be more of a, I don't know, I'll talk about whatever the hell I feel. I'll talk about whatever's going on that I feel like is worth talking about. It'll be more pop culture oriented, of course. I'll talk about sports, I'll talk about politics, talk about a little bit of everything, man. We'll touch on a little bit of everything. This wasn't just a Game of Thrones and then I'm done thing, even though that's what I've been talking about, because I wanted to focus on that right now. But this will be reimagined and keep coming to you guys, as long as you keep listening. Like I said, I appreciate everyone who tunes in weekly.
Yeah, man, this has been fun talking about this. Like I said, maybe we'll do a couple more episodes on Game of Thrones, just kind of like a wrap up. Like I said, maybe I'll give my top 10 what they should have done, and maybe we'll talk some more about the shit or just the direction that you think things should have went. Because like I said, I see a lot of complaining, but I'm not seeing too many solutions. So maybe we could talk about that. And there's always going to be, there's supposedly like some spinoffs, not necessarily like a spinoff from the story now, but I know they're doing like a prequel deal where it's like before now. So they're going to do like the Age of Heroes. And yeah, maybe we'll talk about that whenever that happens, but that's no time soon. So I hope you guys keep tuning in, keep listening, give me some feedback. Let me know what you thought about the series finale of Game of Thrones. Like I said, let me know who you thought should have ended up on the throne. Even if it's something fucking crazy, bro. Like if you thought Danny should have got killed by Ghost and like in some wild fashion, let me know. We'll still talk about it. I won't call you a fucking idiot to your face. I'll have a civil conversation with you and we can discuss it. But once again, it's your boy D-Car. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Until next time.